Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, Joe. Now, with the Dow and the S&P both up so far this year, do you still hold to the old adage, sell in May and go away?
Not necessarily. I think that's a little premature. You really have to look at where we are in the earnings cycle, the economic cycle, valuations, what's happening overseas, Fed monetary policy. So having said all that, we see more global reflation and improving economic backdrop. So what we like here now, U.S. multinationals that are benefiting from more global growth and a weaker dollar. So we wouldn't necessarily sell those companies now. We'd be buying.
What data points are you using to support this outlook of an improving global economic backdrop?
Well, the numbers from the Eurozone were much better than expected for the fourth quarter when you look at the GDP numbers. I think China's settling down in and around that 6% range. Higher oil prices, commodity prices in general, it's going to take some of that stress off these emerging market commodity producers and also places like Australia and Canada. So, while global growth isn't great, I think it's set to accelerate marginally in Q2, Q3.
But still, Joe, the summer will start off with some potentially market-moving events. Several risk events to watch out for, including the Fed policy decisions, UK's EU referendum, also the presidential elections in the US ramping up. Should you be concerned about the summer's potential volatility?
Oh, yes. I mean, there'll be some summer squalls, no doubt about it, volatility related around everything you just talked about. Brexit is a key issue as well. I think the headline risk around the U.S. election, that becomes greater after Labor Day when we really get close to the election. But in general, I think the biggest issue now is just the currency market. You've seen the yen surge, the euro's gaining strength. I mean, you know, if that becomes too strong of a trend, that could create unwind a lot of positions, long dollars, short other currencies. So they're being unwound. And stronger currencies in yen, in Japan, in Europe could create some difficulties for both those big regional players down the road.
Well, let's move on to the yen then. I mean, since you brought it up, it hit a fresh 18-month high against the dollar. And we recently heard Japan's finance minister warning that this sharp rise in the yen is extremely worrying. Do you think action from Tokyo is imminent then?
It wouldn't surprise me. I do think if the yen, continues to appreciate towards 105, or certainly towards 100 yen dollar rate, there'll be some intervention, some buying by the Bank of Japan. And that can create its own problems with the U.S. when it comes to currency reviews or manipulation, trade agreements. I do think the more Japan, intervenes in the foreign exchange markets, the harder it's going to be able to do the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the big trade agreement. So there's a lot at stake. So I think there's a risk of countries, particularly Japan, not so much Europe, stepping into the FX markets, creating some problems for market participants.
Joe, with the yen strength, is this coming from any change in the Japanese market, or is this U.S. dollar weakness?
No, I think it's just the fact that there's a I think a lot of traders were caught short thinking that we have a weaker yen with negative interest rates, but I think it's a feeling amongst a lot of market participants that there's more negative interest rates to come in Japan. Growth is that weak, inflation is that missing, that at these levels they still see value in the fixed income markets, and maybe some treasuries, bank of BOJ type instruments. So I do think it's an indication that the Bank of Japan is hardly done when it comes to easing, and that's how the yen is getting stronger, not weaker.
And what is your view of the fate of Abenomics now?
I mean, to me, they had, there's a lot that remains to be seen. I mean, the currency market can take you so far, right? Exports are not a big percent of Japan's economy. People don't realize it's really more about consumption. It's closer to 60% of GDP. So I think they need to, you know, increase the women's labor force participation rate, think about immigration, leveraging robotics and technology, doing the trade deals with the United States, you know, more push by corporate Japan, more M&A activity, investor activism. I think there's a lot they can do on the fiscal side, the regulatory side, and just stop leaning on central banks to do what they've been doing, printing money with less and less returns when it comes to economic growth.
But what about the dollar? Joe, are you taking a position on the dollar?
No, we think it's range-bound. I mean, we've seen a big move up in the dollar that kind of went away beginning of this year. You know, really, the fundamentals suggest a stronger dollar. So we're not making big bets against the dollar, and we're not dollar bulls here. But when you look at the interest rate differential here in the United States, we have positive real interest rates. Most of the rest of the world, that debt is negative yielding. So we think that the fundamentals suggest that, you know, maybe this 6, 12 months out, particularly 18 months, we're going to see a stronger dollar, but nothing like the big move we saw in dollar beginning in the middle of 2014, where you saw a big appreciation in the dollar across all currencies. We don't see that happening again, but I would not bet against further dollar weakness here. More or less range-bound between, say, you know, 105, 115 on the yen, and say, you know, 105, and say also, you know, 115, 120 on the euro.
Well, for gold, if we were to look at the dollar-backed commodity, gold prices rose to a fresh 15-month peak above $1,300 an ounce. Do you think this is just the weak dollar at play, or are there other factors driving demand?
I think the other factors that could drive demand is that, you know, the weak dollar helps drive, you know, get some type of exposure to gold. But remember, there's no real return in gold other than set by the markets. I think it's just increasing fears of this global monetary push, the printing of paper money that's just becoming, you know, at this point, excessive. Not only is it excessive, but, you know, it's not generating or having the expectations, i.e. growth that's out there. So I think the pop in gold is on the expectation that the central banks are going to continue to print money that ultimately someday does create some inflationary pressures. I just don't think that day is today. But maybe in 2020, perhaps. But we're just, you know, globally, we're just continuing to print paper money, and that augurs for higher gold prices.
Joe, thanks for your time. That was Joe Quinlan, Chief Market Strategist at U.S. Trust Bank of America Private Wealth Management in New York.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, this is pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.